Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for ride day. And man, have we got a lot going on. First, to recap of yesterday's show, we had Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com with us. That's RustCoinAndGift.com with the Honest Money Report. Incredible detail there. We also talked about the Senate out of control passes $768 billion defense bill. Lawmakers in both parties linked arms gave Joe Biden $24 billion more than he even asked for. They're out of control, ladies and gentlemen. National debt now, $287,000 plus per household as Congress raises the debt ceiling. What do you say, $2.5 trillion, Daily Wire? Yeah, they call it a divided Senate votes to raise the federal debt ceiling by $2.5 trillion. We also talked about Senator Rand Paul highlighting the death of right to work. The PRO Act is making its way through Congress, and if it does, it'll be devastating indeed. We talked about all that financial stuff with Brian Rust of RustCoinAndGift.com. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Eldon Stahl, field coordinator of the JBS, John Birch Society, the NewAmerican.com. And we talked about, can COVID-19 vaccines harm the brain? That's a great article written in the New American. Dr. Vernon Coleman says the answer is a clear, resounding, unfortunate yes. A new study shows the vaccine can affect the brain. Dr. Vernon Coleman explains the details and what has been found in the study. Ben Armstrong wrote the article. What a sad tale that is. Medical boards discipline doctors who break with official COVID dogma. Veronica Verlinko wrote that article for the New American. FDA now strengthens the warning over severe condition linked to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. That's Epic Times. And here's the deal. Not only do they increase their warning, but now they're not even recommending Johnson & Johnson. But they can't say that the vaccine's a failure. If they did that, people would know the truth. So they lie, and here's how they go about it. They say, we recommend other vaccines above Johnson & Johnson. Why? Because Johnson & Johnson can give you blood clots and all these other problems. Why don't they admit the truth? They know that vaccine is dangerous. What they're trying to do is not admit the truth, that they've lied to you for over a year and told you they're all safe and effective, and now they're admitting, being forced to admit the truth. The left's vaccines hypocrisy. Wow, Betsy McCalkey with that article. The left's vaccine hypocrisy is just out of this world crazy. We also talked about a new Columbian University study. U.S. COVID vaccine deaths. Well, the death count, believe it or not, is 400,000 from vaccine deaths, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, other estimates are underreporting. The CDC's numbers say that it's more than 20 times. They say it's much, much higher. Art Moore with WND. So here's what I'm saying. The government VARS database says 20,000 deaths from vaccines. But Columbia University study says it's at least 20 times that. And other estimates are even higher than that now. Well, if that's all true, ladies and gentlemen, then you got to ask, what about the adverse reactions? The VARS database says 900 plus thousand, almost a million. Imagine 20 times that. Yeah, hospitalizations over 100,000 Imagine 20 times that. And all the hospitalizations are us unvaxxed, huh? They lie, lie, lie. That's a recap. Let's start the news the networks refuse to use now. Chris Carlson will be with me in seconds, but a couple of facts here for you to understand first. Number one, the world has reported more COVID-19 deaths in 2021 than they had in 2020. Believe it or not, they announced that in June. So in June 2021, we already had more deaths than we had in 2020 in its entirety. That's according to John Hopkins University data analyzed by the Wall Street Journal, okay? And now they got a fact in the United States that just came out. More deaths from COVID in 2020 than in, I'm sorry, more in 2021 than in 2020 in the United States as well. So worldwide and in the United States, more deaths in 2021 than 2020. And we would say, wow, how can that be with all the vaccines? And they would come back and give you all kinds of lies of why. Well, the vaccine didn't have a chance to take effect until 2 or 3 months into 2021. Yeah, but you weren't even reporting deaths at first in 2020 for the first couple of months because you lied and said it didn't exist. And then we found earlier cases, and then you got caught, huh? So there's all kinds of anomalies between the 2 years, no doubt about it. But look, if the vaccines are so safe and effective, if your masks are so safe and effective, if your social distancing is so safe and effective, then why more deaths in 2021, not only in the United States, but worldwide than in 2020? Because they're lying to you, and the more they vaccinate you, and the more they put in these protocols in place, the worse it gets, and they know it. And it's all by design. Believe it or not, now they say refugees are not vaccinated. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why. Refugees are not vaccinated. Why? Because they have fear of injury lawsuits. Migrants, believe it or not, fall outside of legal immunity granted by countries. That's right. Immigrants fall outside of legal protection or legal immunity granted by countries to Big Pharma. Aren't more WND.com. The United Nations says that COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers have required that countries relieve them of any legal liability. So here's the deal. The manufacturers are saying, hey, countries, you got to give us legal liability. Countries do that. That's why they're vaccinating everybody. But the refugees don't have a country to belong to. Therefore, they fall outside of the, quote, government-mandated protection for the vaccine companies. And the vaccine companies are fearful they're going to get their socks sued off when the vaccines go wrong. Yeah, you want facts? There you have it. We also want to talk today with Chris Carlson about A Tale of Two Doctors. Yeah, we're talking about Robert Malone. That's the inventor of the mRNA vaccines, by the way. And Anthony Fauci, the whacked out gentleman that literally lied for decades on AIDS and now is lying on the COVID as well. He should be fired. He should be fired indeed. Whether he will or not, time will tell. Let's meet Robert Malone now. He speaks in his own words about who he is.
My name is Robert Malone. I'm a physician and a scientist, but more importantly, I'm a father and a grandfather. I don't usually read from a prepared speech, but this is so important that I wanted to make sure that I got every single word and fact, scientific fact, correct. I stand by this statement with a career dedicated to vaccine research and development. I'm vaccinated for COVID, and I'm generally pro-vaccination. I've devoted my entire career to developing safe and effective ways to prevent and treat infectious diseases. After this, I'll be posting the text of this statement so that you can share it with your friends and family. Here's the thing. Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. There are three main issues that parents need to understand before they take this irrevocable decision. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parent's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs. These organs include their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and most importantly, this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. They cannot be reversed. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You cannot repair heart tissue scarring. You cannot repair a genetically reset immune system. And this vaccine can cause reproductive damage that could affect future generations of your family. The second thing you need to know is about the fact that this novel technology has not been adequately tested. We need at least 5 years of testing and research before we can really understand the risks associated with this new technology. The harms and risk from new medicines often become revealed many years later. I ask you to ask yourself, as a fellow parent, if you want your child to be part of the most radical experiment in human history. One final point. The reason they're giving you to vaccinate your child is a lie. Your children represent no danger to their parents or grandparents. It's actually the opposite. Their immunity after getting COVID is critical to save your family, if not the world, from this disease. Finally, in summary, there's no benefit for your children or your family to be vaccinating your children against the small risks of the virus, given the known health risks of the vaccine that, as a parent, you and your children may have to live with for the rest of your lives. The risk-benefit analysis is not even close with this vaccine for children. As a parent and grandparent, my strong recommendation to you is to resist and fight to protect your children.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about the developer of, the creator of the mRNA vaccinations. He's basically pro-vaccination, ladies and gentlemen, but he is honest, at least. He's a real scientist. He cares about people. He cares about life. We're talking about A Tale of Two Doctors. Robert Malone is the first one. He's pro-vaccine. He says so right at the start. He's the guy that, but he's saying, hey, this is very different, and we're not being told the truth, and he wants candid, legitimate information in the hands of everyone in the world. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Chris Carlson's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
In fact, yes. Dr. Malone is so dedicated to his cause of transparency and accountability that there's even a term called the Malone Doctrine, right?
Yes. Yeah, there are 10 points that he would like to see upheld in the medical community. And I can sum it up in one point.
Yeah, he calls it a declaration of independence from the decisions of the institutions that lack integrity. That's a very interesting statement that he makes, and I find to be a very credible reality check, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the first one is he demands that all underlying data that contributes to a body of work under consideration must be made available and must remain accessible for analysis. So far, we're not doing so good with this COVID-19 so-called pandemic, are we, Sam?
They're dishonest as all get out, and that's what he kind of points out here. They're lying to you. They're not being honest about the facts, about the risks of the vaccines, as I've already highlighted, about the special privilege the vaccine companies have. That's why refugees aren't vaccinated. We go right on down through the list. They've been caught lying over and over. Let's go through several of these, though. Number two.
Number two, proclaim the value of knowledge to society is not determined by any given creator of the information, i.e. Dr. Fauci. Instead, that it is the beneficiaries of knowledge that assign value to the proposition only through critique and relentless scrutiny. And we're not getting that either.
This is why I have so much respect for him, though, because that's an honor standard no matter who you are.
Yeah. Well, we're not. I mean, whose face do we see every time CNN or Fox or ABC wants to put out medical information about this so-called pandemic? So occasionally you have Rochelle Walensky or Robert Redfield, but it's usually Dr. Anthony Fauci. I mean, he's become this ubiquitous spokesperson who has all the answers all the time. It's just, he's a one-note piano. Get the vaccine, over and over.
Trump should have fired him while he had the chance, but Trump did not take action like he should have. All right, go to the next one here.
Okay, establish the free and open exchange of information and establish as a duty the authority to serve as the custodians of all data forming the basis of our decisions. We need to have people like Dr. Malone on TV. Well, what we need, I can save Dr. Malone a lot of time and effort in putting together, Sam. Can I just cut to the chase? Can we just get the federal government and the state government, for that matter, out of the medical business? Constitutionally,
amen to
not
that reality check. But believe it or not, the FDA and the CDC now just approved for children the booster shots without any testing, even. And this is what Robert's talking about here. And that's why, agree or disagree on vaccines, Robert Malone should be respected and given the credence that he deserves. He's just telling you, hey, the Malone Doctrine is simply a declaration of independence from the decisions of institutions that lack integrity. That's a real important point to make. All right, the next one.
Okay, number four, require the full disclosure of all sources of funding. Boy, I wish that could be the case. Regarding any citations noted or references made pertaining to any matter under consideration. Yeah, follow the money. That usually takes you deep enough down the rabbit hole to find out what's really happening. And it's drug companies making billions of dollars. So.
All right, next one.
Number five, commit to impartiality. Good luck with that. In consideration of all analytical information and data brought before us, and expect the same from all others. Yeah, okay, so we're 0 for 5. they speak for themselves. I don't need to add any commentary, really. Six, foster rigorous open debate and scrutiny in consideration of and for any matter of concern. Yeah, we flushed that one down the toilet, at least with Facebook and with the mainstream media. Number seven, shall promptly make the discovery of intellectual dishonesty or professional responsibility known to all. Sorry, we're 0 for 7. Number 8, ensure the health, welfare, and safety of any whistleblower bringing forth and or making public an abrogation of the beliefs held herein. Yeah, that didn't work very well for a doctor in Germany. I'm trying to think of his name. Dr. murdered. They didn't let him come forth with any contrary information about graphene oxide, did they? And number nine, stand in opposition to censorship, will not accept representations of parties holding within themselves values that conflict with principles of free expression. And some of these overlap a lot. Number 10, deny no person the right to challenge, debate, petition, redress, examine, or protest with facts and evidence any decision of this body. I guess that's 0 for 10. Boy, I think we struck out about 7 principles ago, Sam.
Well, and in my humble opinion, this really highlights who Dr. Robert Malone is. Against all odds, against the entire, for the most part, scientific community. Now, I know you would say, well, there's thousands of doctors speaking up with him, and you're right. But the entire scientific community that's allowed to speak, really, this guy literally stands up and does two things. One, puts his own personal expertise and personal family views mixed together, saying, hey, I'm a scientist and I'm for vaccines, but you know what? This isn't right. They're not telling the truth. That's a real testimony to who this guy is. Meet Robert Malone, the inventor of all this technology, basically says, hey, they're lying to you. Don't let your kids take it. It's not necessary. Don't do it. Parents, please. First, I'm a parent and a grandparent, a father and a grandfather. And then he creates on top of that with other doctors and physicians, the Malone Doctrine, which basically says we got to have a declaration of independence from the decisions of institutions that lack integrity. We've got to be transparent here. That's who Robert Malone is, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, an honest American who really stands up when it needs to be. But this is a guy that believes in vaccines, but he's saying, guys, there's a difference between me believing in vaccines in general versus the threat versus the risk-reward analysis that needs to be discussed here. And he's open, honest, and candid about that. Now, let's compare Mr. Robert Malone to the top paid singular person in America, in federal government, paid more than even the president, Dr. Fauci. Who is this guy in contrast to Dr. Malone? Chris?
Can I just make a couple references to Dr. Malone's credentials? 100 scientific publications. He was an invited speaker to over 50 conferences. He was a chairperson on the HHS, Health and Human Services, and DOD, Department of Defense committees. Those are government committees. He was invited on those. He was a non-voting member of the NIH, National Institutes of Health, ACTIV committee. I mean, his credentials go on and on, Sam. This guy is the real deal. Now, to Fauci. Fauci has a long and twisted history, and we're going to start with HIV/AIDS. Okay. So I've always believed, Sam, that HIV, the virus, HIV, human immunosuppressant virus, was the contributor, the sole contributor to AIDS. If you had AIDS, you must have had HIV. Guess what? That's not true. Since 1984, that's when Dr. Anthony Fauci was appointed to the NIAID, National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. That's when he started his career. Actually, he started his career in 1968. But that's when he was the director. So he went about for the next 38 years now promoting this notion that AIDS was caused by this virus called HIV, human immunodepressant or immunosuppressant virus. And the reason that they had to associate a virus with AIDS is so that they could create a vaccine or a drug that could kill the virus and that they could patent it. Although there are probably thousands of other cures for it, the drug companies couldn't make nearly as much money as they could by developing a vaccine or a drug. And in this case, we've got three of them, AZT, Nevirapine, and Dapsone. Those are the three main ones. There are several others, but I won't get into that. But so the problem with this theory that Dr. Anthony Fauci has perpetuated as the head of the NIAID for now 38 years, the problem with that is that HIV does not comply with two very important virology laws called Farr's laws and Koch's postulates. And I think we got to go into those in order to establish a foundation for the science of virology in order to prove why Anthony Fauci for these 37 years promoting this notion that HIV is the cause of AIDS is completely and totally contrary to science. So now we've got Farr's Law. Farr's Law is based on...
We'll get to Farr's Law in just a second, ladies and gentlemen, but let's be very clear. Anthony Fauci promoted that HIV caused AIDS, and then literally the science community over time has flat out proven his false assertions. This happens to Fauci over and over and over. And right now he's been protected by Trump and Biden, and he's the highest paid federal employee to date. Why?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday, authorizing them to take Alec Baldwin's cell phone as part of an investigation into the deadly shooting on the set of Rust. Mr. Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer on October 21st while rehearsing a scene. The actor claims the gun malfunctioned and shot on its own. The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The CDC is recommending most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause a very rare but serious blood clots. The clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths after J&J vaccinations. While the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't come with that risk, they also appear to be more effective. Several other countries have already recommended age restrictions for both AstraZeneca and J&J vaccines, on that preference be given to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. A huge fire ripped through a psychiatric clinic in Osaka, Japan on Friday after a patient carried a bag into the building that was leaking a flammable liquid. The Yomiuri newspaper is reporting the patient as an elderly man. Police in the city are investigating possible arson. 27 people are feared dead. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Carlson with me. We're talking about vaccinations. We're talking about the tale of two doctors. Dr. Robert Malone, the founder of, the creator of the mRNA vaccines. He's pro-vaccine. He's credentialed up the wazoo. But this guy literally says, hey, they're lying to us. They're not being honest. Wow, meet Robert Malone, ladies and gentlemen. The Malone Doctrine, a declaration of independence from the decisions of institutions that lack integrity. Amen. So he says, look, I'm a pro-vaccine guy, but I'm telling you, they're lying to you on this one. It's not safe for children to take the vaccines. These unproven, these experimental vaccines, we need to be very, very careful indeed. We need transparency and information. That's Robert Malone. On the other side of the coin, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the most paid federal employee, even more than the president of the United States. What is Dr. Fauci's role in the history of AIDS? That's kind of how he got his kind of start. He's been around forever. But he lied on AIDS forever. He said that HIV caused AIDS. A scientific community proved him wrong over time using the following method. Chris?
Yeah, and we need to, in order to understand the fraud that Fauci has perpetrated over these 37 years as the director of NIAID, we need to understand two foundational principles for virology science. And the one is Farr's law, and the other is Koch's postulate. So let's talk about Farr's law. We have been told for years, Sam, that AIDS is the result of a virus called human immunodeficiency virus. I mispronounced it earlier, HIV. But according to FAR's law, the mortality rate does not follow that of a typical infectious disease, such as cholera. According to William Farr, the British microbiologist who discovered this intractable law, deaths from a typical infectious viral disease increase exponentially and then decrease exponentially after reaching that peak. But AIDS has never followed this pattern, Sam. It's never followed the pattern of Farr's law, but has followed a steady, monotonous point of trajectory following population growth almost perfectly. So we've never had that peak, and we've never had that exponential decline after we start to gain herd immunity. And AIDS has never followed that. So it's not even a virus, according to Farr's law. Now we go to Koch's postulates. There are four of them. In order for an infectious agent to be identified as an infectious agent, usually a virus, it must follow these four laws, Sam. One, the microorganism must be found in the disease, but not a healthy organism, okay? Number two, the microorganism must be cultured from the disease organism. Number three, inoculation of the cultured microorganism must recapitulate the disease. In other words, it must, when you inject it into a healthy individual, you must see the manifestations of symptoms of the disease. And number four, the microorganism must be isolated from the inoculated diseased individual and matched to the original microorganism. You know, and that's a pretty high standard. And neither AIDS, and I will say COVID-19, have ever, not only have neither of those two infectious agents been isolated, Sam, but even if they have been, they've never been proven to follow these four criteria that Koch's postulates puts forth. Which
so the reality for us mere mortals is a cause and effect discussion, okay?
Yes.
There's not causal. In other words, you can't just make your conclusions because you want to. You've got to prove cause and effect, and these are the four guidelines to do so. And none of them work when it comes to the AIDS discussion and or the COVID discussion is really the point. Right. That's where Robert Malone would say they're lying, and Anthony Fauci would say, I am science. See the difference in the two, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. So there are many people running around with full-blown AIDS, Sam, that don't have the HIV virus. They can't find it. And there are many people running around who have the HIV virus that can be scientifically determined but don't have AIDS. So right there, you've got huge violations of Koch's postulates. And it doesn't even make sense because, you know, what's the common denominator for this disease? Well, and by the way, I probably should give credit where credit is due. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I don't know if you've had him on your show. I know you've quoted him extensively. I got all this information from his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And the book is super power loaded with tons of information. It would probably take hours and hours to cover it all. But anyway, so for 37 years as the director of NIAID, Sam, Dr. Fauci has been promoting this notion that AIDS is caused by HIV. But there's no scientific evidence to prove that. In fact, according to Dr. Peter Duesberg, the world's most accomplished and insightful virologist, according to Robert F. Kennedy, HIV is just a free rider. And let me give you an analogy to illustrate what that means. A free rider is like something that not always, but usually accompanies a disease. You always find it there. Of course, in AIDS, HIV is not always found there. So even that analogy doesn't always apply to AIDS. Well, let me give you an example. So you're driving down the road and you see a dead animal on the side of the road. But you always see magpies or ravens or even vultures consuming the meat of that dead animal. So according to this false notion that Fauci has been promoting for these 37 years that HIV causes AIDS, you would look at these birds consuming dead flesh on the – I don't mean to give you such a graphic image, but anyway, it's very illustrative of the principle. You would assume that those magpies or those ravens kill that animal, because they're always there when you see a dead animal. Well, obviously they didn't. They got hit by a car, but because they're always there as opportunistic organisms taking advantage of free meat, you can very easily propose that they were the cause of the death of that animal. which is just as absurd as saying that HIV causes AIDS, Sam. Make sense?
Well, and so the cause of death, vehicle, left out of the equation, not focused on. The cause of magpies being there, the birds being there, is dead animal. The effect, you know, birds gather to feast. But cause and effect can be manipulated if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the understanding. And that's where Fauci really becomes witch doctor.
Yes. Yep. And another piece of evidence I'll share, and you feel free to cut in whenever you feel inspired to do so. It's interesting that in the United States, statistics prove that 19%, only 19% of AIDS patients are women. Yet in Africa, where AIDS is rampant, 59% of AIDS victims are women. So are we really talking about the same disease? And that's another piece of evidence that Robert F. Kennedy presents in his book to illustrate how absurd, you know, this simplistic notion that every person who is exhibiting AIDS symptoms in Africa has the HIV virus, which has been disproven, or in America. In America, most AIDS victims are people that either engage in promiscuous homosexual sex or are intravenous blood intravenous drug users, I should say.
Well, or maybe another way of intentionally spreading it to populations, literally creating a bioweapon, an AIDS bioweapon, literally tailoring it to the genomes of populations so that it literally attacks certain populations more than others. Look at the coronavirus. Somehow it knows to attack everybody who's not white more so than the white population, they claim, right? Now, I'm not trying to make this a racial discussion, but look, ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. The eugenics movement is at the heart of this. Fauci is at the center of the eugenics movement, ladies and gentlemen. And so I don't know how this is happening, but I'm telling you to just accept the explanations we're getting. Well, even Dr. Robert Malone says it's a lie.
Yeah, and you would think that Dr. Malone would try to promote this technology that he invented. But he's an honest doctor. He's more concerned about the health of innocent human beings than he is about promoting himself, being a self-promoter. And I like that he's a man of integrity. And you can sense that integrity when you listen to that video that he put out. But, Sam, are you hearing that video on CNN, Fox, NBC? No, because he doesn't promote. He's not a propagandist for the drug companies. He's not going to make the drug companies any money. But Dr. Fauci, well, over the last 37 years, Fauci has not been able to explain these discrepancies that we've talked about. And we're talking about AIDS now. But we can apply the same statement to COVID-19, can we not? There's so many discrepancies and unanswered questions that he is not willing to answer. It's just this parroting, this get the vaccine.
Well, it came out about Anthony Fauci's abuse of beagles. In other words, dogs literally cutting out their vocal cords so they couldn't bark while he abused them. That's just the tip of the iceberg, from dogs to humans to children, medical experiments on orphans. This is who Fauci really is. We'll talk about it in seconds with Chris Carlson on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Fauci literally is a Frankenstein character. The guy is absolutely Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde roll into one. I mean, the guy's a nutcase. Good people like Rand Paul are trying to get him fired, but of course, not enough Americans care. So as a result, Fauci just continues to roll on abusing people. He's done so for 40-plus years. He's one of the highest-paid person in the federal government, by the way, even more than the president. Trump let him stay, and now Biden continues the abuse. And I hate to, you know, tell you the truth on Trump, because I know you're going to attack me over this, but you know what? The truth is the truth. Trump should have never let that guy continue in his administration, but he did. And now it's haunting us all, from warp speed vaccines that Trump backed and still backs, all the way through the dishonesty, the immorality continues. But you know what? We're finding out more and more and more about Fauci as time goes on. And his experiment on the beagles was a big old, outcry. And you know what? The abuse to dogs is bad. I agree. Literally cutting out their vocal cords so they can't bark while they're being abused and experimented on. It's horrific. I get it. But you ain't seen nothing. Because they're not reporting the rest of Fauci's involvement. Chris?
Yeah, the dog, that's heartbreaking enough, the beagles, what he did to them, cutting out their vocal cords. We're not going to get into that. I haven't read that chapter yet. But experiments were conducted on orphans. And we'll highlight one particular study that Anthony Fauci and the NIAID conducted between 1988 and 2002. With children in Incarnation Children's Center, ICC, in Manhattan, New York. And this was one of 48 experiments done in six different states. In this particular one, the ICC, Incarnation Children's Center, 64% of the subjects were Black, 30% of the subjects were Hispanic. And I'm not sure if they were chose intentionally to be minorities, but that's just the case, Sam. Investigative reporter Liam Sheff details this criminal act in a 2004 expose. Now listen to this. The drugs being given to the children, and one of the drugs was Dapsone, and I mentioned the other two earlier, are toxic. They're known to cause genetic mutations, organ failure, bone marrow death, bodily deformations, brain damage, and fatal skin disorders. If the children refuse the drugs, and these are orphans, they don't have parents, they don't have advocates for the most part. If they refuse the drugs, they're held down and force-fed. If the children continue to resist, they're taken to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where a surgeon puts a plastic tube through their abdominal wall into their stomachs. From then on, the drugs are injected into their intestines. This happened in America, Sam. This was not over in Africa, although they did conduct lots of experiments in Africa. This is in New York City where they did this. And they force-fed these drugs directly into their stomachs if they refused to take them orally. This is Dr. Fauci. He was the head of NIAID during this time that they were conducting these experiments. And we're listening to him now as if he has credibility and legitimacy. So the result of those experiments, Sam, 8 children died in the Dapsone experiments, 80, E-I-G-H-T-Y, 80 died overall in the Manhattan experiment. One BBC investigative reporter, Celia Farber. Do you remember Celia Farber? That name ring a bell?
I don't, actually.
Okay, sorry. So in her documentary, Guinea Pig Kids, she wrote a documentary about this in particular, study that they did in Manhattan. And here's what she said. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was a very large race. She's talking about the discovery of the these 80 kids that died under the leadership of Fauci. It was a very large pit with astroturf over it, which you could actually lift up. Under it, one could see dozens of plain wooden coffins haphazardly stacked. There may have been 100 of them. Around the pit was a semicircle of several large tombstones on which upwards of 1,000 children's names had been engraved. So they just dumped these kids in this mass grave, reminiscent of something that you would have seen in Nazi Germany or Stalin's USSR, Sam, right here in America. That's Dr. Fauci for you. And he's our main spokesman for the COVID-19 so-called pandemic that we're going through. We're going to trust this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Fauci controls 57% of all the world's bioresearch funding through the NIH, through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Wellcome Trust. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy controls so much money, so much, I don't know what you want to say, access to and lordship over the research. They call it bioresearch, but the bioresearch funding, this guy controls literally everything, like a dictator, like a king, like a thug. He literally controls it all. With really no oversight or scrutiny is the point, Chris.
Yeah, and ultimately that's our money. Even Bill Gates' money is ours, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, you know, showing how Federal Reserve money is actually our money that they steal from us, and then it's filtered through various organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But this is all our money, Sam, that's being spent this way. And that's why I go back to Robert Malone, whose intentions are good, and he's got these 10 platitudes that he wants to see upheld in the health care community, and I would replace it with just one, the 10th Amendment. Get the freak out of health care, federal government. You have no business. You have no constitutional authority for it, and that would solve all these problems. Bill Gates couldn't steal our money. The Rockefellers couldn't steal our money. George Soros couldn't steal our money through the Federal Reserve. Anyway,
yeah, that's right. But I appreciate it. The Republicans didn't get us out of health care. Neither did Donald. I mean, you could say they had some efforts. I believe a few among the group were genuine. But for the most part, they didn't. All they did was allow health care to stand in the Republican appointed court justices.
Nope.
And the Republican Party. And OK, all of them literally talked big, but virtually did nothing. Now, Trump tried to some degree. In my mind, he should have tried and doubled down a little bit harder than he did. But nevertheless, this is what we're dealing with. And now Fauci's in place. And under Fauci's leadership, these details are really important to kind of think through. Under Fauci's leadership, his 50-plus year reign of terror, here's what we've got, Chris.
Okay. I'm going to read them in order, Sam. Here we go. Under Fauci's leadership during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, that was last year, Sam, the United States, with 4% of the world's population, suffered 14.5% of total COVID-19 deaths. This is the highest per capita in the world at 2,107 per 100,000 people. Okay.
And let me just add this. It's worse in 2021 than it was in 2020. In other words, the problem's getting worse under his leadership, and they'll make excuses, but it is factually getting worse. Chris?
Okay, with Fauci at the head of NIAID, America now mandates 69 vaccines for our children by age 18, and its healthcare system was recently ranked by Commonwealth Fund as dead last of all industrialized countries, Sam. And that's in Robert F. Kennedy's book. Moving on, according to an Ohio State University study, suicide rates among children rose 50% during the Fauci lockdowns. Alcoholism, child abuse, obesity, mental illness, depression, debilitating developmental delays, and drug addiction all rose during the lockdown, Sam. And this was all under Fauci's leadership and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Congress. And we're all just sitting around following orders like a bunch of Nazi concentration camp attendees. And, you know, we deserve it, I guess. This Christian nation just blindly follows our leaders as if they have our best interests at heart, which they never have. And there's ample evidence for the last 37 years, at least under Fauci's reign, of the NIAID, that he has never had anybody's interest at heart except the drug companies. Finally, under Fauci's leadership since 1984, allergic autoimmune and chronic illnesses, which Congress specifically charged the NIAID to investigate and prevent, have increased from, listen to this, Sam, 12.8% to today 54%. All of these diseases have jumped that much under his leadership. 12.8% to 54%.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pandemic could be solved quickly if politics were thrown out, says Dr. Ben Carson. Think about that. We could solve this pandemic instantly if we could get the politics out of it. We've been having tunnel vision dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, Dr. Ben Carson told Epic TV's American Thought Leaders program. Let's throw the politics out. We could solve this problem pretty quickly, he stated. Yeah. Let's open this thing up to all the different mechanisms, said Carson, a renowned neurosurgeon who was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the nation back in 2008, for his work. He retired in 2013 and ran for the presidency in 2016, as you know. Then he was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, under Trump. Let's look around the world at things that work. Let's look at the fact that on the western coast of Africa, there's almost no COVID. And let's ask ourselves, why is that? Anyway, Ben Carson and Robert Malone both being very candid and open about the truth, which Fauci simply has not done and will not do, Chris.
Can you imagine how many needless deaths could have been avoided, Sam, if we had a federal government and state governments as well? We've talked about that in the past, that fit within the confines of the Constitution. You would go to your local doctor. You would go to trusted friends and family members who have knowledge concerning medical issues, and you would have consulted with them about what to do about the COVID-19 pandemic. And we may not have even known it was a pandemic, because it would not have been pounded into our brains every day through the mainstream media, who government is artificially propping up. Dr. Fauci, obviously, is being promoted. Can you imagine how beneficial it would be if we had an organic, grassroots medical system that was based on results rather than propaganda access to the media?
Well, and hatred of anybody reporting anything else. If you report anything else, somehow you're a terrorist. Somehow you're an enemy. Somehow you're a peddler of fake news. And so, and you got to be shut down. And the controlling of the debate, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the greatest hallmarks that you should use to know that they do not have an honest agenda. Why shut down the other side of the debate? If their debates are honest and open and candid and transparent and clear and moral, then let them hold the moral high ground and let the American people see the truth. But they won't do that. Fauci will not let that happen. We thought we'd tell you the tale of two doctors. Each doctor that we highlighted, Dr. Robert Malone on the truth side, the transparency side, the accountability side, along with Dr. Ben Carson, and then Fauci and his minions on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. You should be able to see who's who. And we better listen to these physician groups that have incredible success with ivermectin and other solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Let's look at all of these things, says Dr. Ben Carson, in the latest interview with the Epoch Times. Wow. Chris Carson, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman reporting, God save the Republic.